Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Bible is a book given unto men to reveal the glory of its author. He sets forth both his character and power in every page therein. Seldom is the ire and rancor of man towards God stirred in greater measure than when his absolute rule and authority is set forth before them. We see this in the beginning when Eve was deceived while the question of his right to do with his own as he wills was whispered to her by the serpent. Yea, hath God said. In essence, he was saying, what right does God have to make these prohibitions and keep back some knowledge from you which you rightly deserve? Adam, upon a contemplation of this thought, did willingly eat of that forbidden fruit, plunging his posterity into darkness and condemnation. Paul recognizes this same rebellious nature, which is rooted in the heart of men, when he takes away the grounds upon which men will protest against God's sovereign right to fulfill his own purpose. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, well, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Man in his natural religion, of whatever type, considers that he can define and know God according to several degrees of limitations which they consider they can place upon him. Job was in a great measure in such a place. Yet God, who is rich in mercy, designed his multiple trials, along with his and his cohort's reasonings, to bring Job to that place when he would confess that in reality he knew nothing at all about him, who is the true and living God, when the Lord revealed himself. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. The psalmist declared the limitations of men in this regard. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Paul said, and if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. At our very best, we see through a glass darkly. Many tell us that we should not be quite so extreme in our desire to publish the glory of him who predestinates all things. We do confess that by nature we find this to be a wise course of action. Yet when we read the Holy Scriptures, we find that the Lord himself is quite extreme in his own declaration of that revelation of himself. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He has revealed his extreme justice in sending forth his only begotten Son to die for sinners, extremely satisfying his own law in their behalf. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. This righteousness is in itself extreme, for there is absolutely no other righteousness in which a man may stand in the presence of a holy God. This work of Christ in redemption is an extreme demonstration of the extreme love which he has for that people which he chose in Christ from before the foundation of the world. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Nothing can be more extreme than the triumph of Christ over sin and death, as he broke the bonds of mortality, rising from the grave in the same body, though glorified, in which he walked among men in this world. Thus he has demonstrated the extreme measure to which he would go in bringing many sons unto glory. He has given his people an extreme inheritance, making them heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. He will lose none of those which have been given to him. May we fall down together and worship our extreme Savior. Christ saves sinners to the uttermost.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.